Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hello everyone, I am Shipra from Mint's personal finance team, and today's topic of Why Not Mint Money podcast is three ways in which we can save tax through our parents. December and January are the months when salaried individuals typically wake up to tax-saving investments because employers start asking for tax-saving investment proofs so that they can deduct TDS from their salary accordingly. One can save tax on their income the direct way by making investment in tax-saving avenues such as equity-linked savings scheme, or known as ELSS funds, public provident fund, certain insurance policies, national pension scheme, which is also known as NPS, and also by planning home and education loans. Apart from these, there are certain indirect ways in which your parents can also help you lower your overall tax liability. In today's podcast, we tell you three such tax-saving methods. However, before we start, I would like to tell you that, you know, these methods that we are about to tell you are particularly helpful to those whose parents fall outside the tax ambit or have considerably lower taxable income. So let me start by welcoming Shailesh Kumar, who is a partner at Nagia & Co. LLP, who will help us understand the, you know, various ways in which we can make investment in our parents' name to save tax. Welcome to the podcast, Shailesh.
Hi, my name is Shailesh Kumar. I'm a partner, direct taxation with Nagia & Company LLP. The law provides income tax exemption in case of a real gift transaction between relatives, such as a gift from a parent to a child or vice versa. Such gift, whether it is of money, shares, jewelry, immovable property or any other property fined under section 56, is not subject to income tax in hands of the recipient. Relatives for this purpose include spouse, real brother sisters, parents, grandparents, brother sisters of parents, etc. However, you know, the law is conscious that in way of a gift transaction, there should not be arrangement for a tax planning where any money or property or asset is transferred to a relative falling under a lower tax bracket and taxed on such income at a lower tax rate, where income is actually enjoyed by the person transferring such money or asset to the relative under a gift transaction. Therefore, the law treats such transfer of money assets where transferor still enjoys and holds control of income from such money or asset transferred to a relative or to any other person as revocable transfer. In such revocable transfer, income arising from such money or asset is taxed in hands of the transferor under the clubbing provisions. So far as tax benefits for investment into tax saving instruments are concerned, an individual can claim benefit under section 80C for life insurance premium paid or ULIP contribution made for itself, spouse or any child of such individual. However, no deduction under 80C can be taken for life insurance premium paid or ULIP contribution made for a parent. At the same time, the individual can claim tax benefit under section 80D for paying medical insurance premium for its parents. In other words, if a parent makes some investment under 80C, its tax benefit will only be available to the parent against their own taxable income and not to the children, as in this case it is envisaged.
Can you explain tax benefits that are available under section 80D?
Under section 80D, an individual can claim tax deduction up to INR 50,000 for premium paid for securing health insurance for itself, spouse, and dependent children. An additional deduction of up to 50,000 can also be claimed for securing health insurance for parents. It may be noted that if the assessee or the parents are not senior citizens, then the amount of such deduction for medical insurance premium is restricted to INR 25,000. A deduction of INR 5,000 is also allowed under this section for expenditure incurred on preventive health checkup. However, this deduction of 5,000 is also subsumed under the overall limit of 50,000.
Alright, so for the last question, I want to ask, how can one claim HRA if they are living with their parents?
Taxpayer is staying with his parent, actually paying rent to his or her parents for staying in a house owned by the parents, then under law to claim HRA deduction in respect of such rent paid. You know, the only condition is that such transaction should be bona fide and not an arrangement for avoidance of tax. Three documents such as rent agreement, rent receipts and bank transaction evidence will be helpful in supporting bona fide of the transaction.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.